In today's solo episode, I'm going to answer a question on anti-racism or allyship from our Inclusion First community. Now, these episodes are really made to get you the information that you need so that you can go and make greater change in the world. These are real questions from real people. And my goal here is to break down the question, give some answers and some insights that you can hopefully put to use as you are out there navigating your life, navigating opportunities for anti-racism, for allyship, and to really bring more inclusion into the spaces that you exist in. So here we go. Today's community question is actually going to be a community comment. And I wanted to kind of dig into the topic of microaggressions and really thinking about how we can start to check our thinking, because we know that in our diversity, equity, and inclusion journey, in our anti-racism and allyship journey, we really are trying to learn how to think, speak, and then act differently, right? In a more inclusive way, in a way that creates spaces and environments and relationships where people can bring their full selves to that space and really thrive without having to worry about getting any backlash or disapproval from us. And so, of course, microaggressions are those kind of sideways comments, backwards compliments that aren't really compliments at all, that really call out someone's difference for being different or for being wrong. And so an example of a microaggression might be oh, you're really pretty for someone with such dark skin, or you're pretty for someone who they wouldn't say so large, but you're pretty for a big girl, or you speak such good English when you're I'm from this damn country. Why wouldn't I speak good English, right? So these are things that call out the differences that people have. And so this community comment actually came from a text string that I'm on with my family. It's really interesting. In the year 2022, between the cousins that I have on my dad's side, five of us are having babies. And so we're all the wives, my cousin's wives and my sister and I are all on this text. And we were talking about the comments that people make about you when you're pregnant. And I've reached the stage, I'm 33 weeks when I'm recording this. And so I've reached the stage of my pregnancy where people, strangers, are starting to comment. And I was sharing that with my cousin's wives and with my sister. And just, people are like, oh, you're ready to pop. Or they could be really nice compliments oh, you're glowing, you look so beautiful. And one of my cousin's wives responded that she's been getting some more negative comments, how she's getting thick, how her nose is growing, all these different things. And she's like, it's not appreciated. And I piped in because I'm literally writing a diversity and inclusion report at the same time that this text is going on. Those are pregnancy microaggressions, right? They're the person is saying something that they might think might be a throwaway comment that really isn't offensive in any way, but to the person who's receiving it, the impact of what they're saying is negative. Nobody wants to hear that they're getting thick or that their nose is changing. These are, there's so many standards around what beauty is supposed to look like. And so even though we know that beauty comes in all shapes and forms, when people call it out in that way, they're not saying it in a good way. Oh yeah, it's so amazing that these things are happening, that your body is changing. It really is more of a microaggression, honestly. And we typically talk about racial microaggressions, but microaggressions happen around any difference. It could be around your size. It could be around the color of your skin. It could be around your difference in your, country of origin or the first language that you learned how to speak, all of these things. And so we really have to think about how our words are impacting people and when it's really better to just not say anything. I feel like one of those things that your parents or your grandmother or grandparents might have said to you when we were growing up, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything at all. But how do we actually stop ourselves from saying these comments that just kind of fly out? And I think it really is about just starting to understand that we all actually are both victims of microaggressions and also perpetrators of microaggressions. If you're a human, you have bias. And if you have bias and you've definitely said something to someone that they took as offensive, even if they didn't share that with you. And so knowing that I have said microaggressions to people, even if unintentionally, how do I start to unpack that in myself? How do I start to recognize when there are situations when I actually don't need to comment on someone's appearance or someone's accent or the things. These aren't spaces that are really welcome for criticism or even interpretation in most cases. And, you know, when you are talking with people who you don't know well, when you're talking to strangers, like really commenting on anything about them personally, unless it's just an unmistakable compliment, really we probably should hold back from that. And no one is perfect, right? I actually have a story to share that goes back to like racial microaggressions and racial assumptions and biases that I found myself perpetrating on someone else. I had called my business insurance because I needed to get a form, and I'd called so many times. I was pretty frustrated, and I'm trying to get this issue worked out with my insurance that I could provide the right forms to a client, a potential client, right? And when I called in for like the 50th time, it was probably like the 10th time at least, the 10th time, the woman who answered the phone was had a Latin accent, and I was like, oh gosh, like my first reaction, my first bias was like, this person is not going to be able to help me because they have an accent and they're not going to understand what I'm saying and all these things. And my immediate second thought to that, and this is just because of the work that I'm doing, my immediate second thought was like, Carrie, that's super biased. That's not true. This person, just because they have an accent, doesn't mean that they're not going to be able to help you. And I thought that it was interesting because sometimes when we call into these different services and these different companies, we will get someone who it doesn't have an American accent. And there are lots of times when that person can't help you. But then I was like, how many times have you called into AT&T or Spectrum or wherever and talked to someone who has an American accent and they couldn't help you? Like probably more times, like exponentially more times have I talked to someone who was completely incompetent in the customer service field and they had an American accent. So why was it that I was assuming because this person had a different accent that they weren't going to be able to help me? And you know what? I was like, you know what? In my mind still, this is all happening in my mind very quickly. I'm like, this person can help me just as well as anyone else. And you know what? She kicked butt. She did help me really well. And this was a lesson just to myself about recognizing my own biases and trying to check them on the spot, instead of coming into that call like, oh, this person has an accent, and then I'm extra difficult or extra salty because I'm just super frustrated and this is frustrating me more. I'm like, well, what if this person is amazing? Like their accent has nothing to do with their capabilities. In fact, this woman learned at least two languages and has mastered it to the point where she can talk to other people in both of them, right? And provide customer service on some pretty technical stuff. Like this is business insurance. I mean, I still consider myself to be a new business owner. So I'm like, I don't know anything about business insurance. This lady is an expert on business insurance. And so here I am making some assumptions, like falling into my biases. But then at the same time, I am deciding that I need to check my bias and like just enter into this experience. Like this woman is competent and she can help me. And she was very competent and she could. Her accent had nothing to do with it. And so just thinking about, you know, wrapping this up, like how do we check our thoughts? This is really where it starts. We have these thoughts. Our biases are always floating around our heads, but how do we start to notice what we're noticing? Noticing the biases that we have and then starting to interrupt them. I interrupted it by deciding that this woman, her accent had nothing to do with whether she could help me or not. And then I went back and examined even why that happened and why I made these assumptions and why I would assume someone with an American accent could help me better, even though I've seen many, many times that was not true. And so the next time that I call in, these are going to be things that I'll be thinking about ahead of time, but also just learning to kind of unassume and bringing it back, you know, to, to the pregnancy conversation, as well. How do we check our thinking and really just check the words that are coming out of our mouth? Is this going to be received well? Is this a compliment or is this like a sideways thing? Am I like being passive aggressive? Am I saying a microaggression right now? And maybe even it's not something that we can stop at the time because it just flies out of our mouth. But paying attention to the person's reaction, whether we're in person or whether even this is an online exchange, like do they laugh? Are they, you know, do they go silent? we're not really able to control. And obviously, we don't always know someone's reaction. But there is feedback that we can be getting sometimes. And on the side of receiving the microaggressions, how do we learn how to actually like call those out? Because when people do get that direct feedback, that might make them think and might make them speak differently and act differently the next time. And I know that we don't always have the energy for that, and that is completely valid. But in those moments where you do have the energy, or they just like, you know, they just hit the wrong nerve that day and you need to say something, like, go ahead and say something. Let people know that comment actually wasn't super appreciated. It wasn't super kind. It was kind of a microaggression. And so maybe think about, you know, the words that you're saying to people who are, you know, going through these different stages. And as a pregnant person, like, your body is changing in all kinds of just all kinds of ways that are unexpected. And so getting this feedback from the outside that there's something wrong with you and wrong with that process is very hurtful. And it's absolutely a microaggression or aggression, depending upon, you know, the level of what's being said. So the main takeaway for this is just thinking about the impact of your words and really thinking about if you can say something that is absolutely nice or absolutely a compliment, especially to a stranger, please do not say anything at all. Or if you decide to go ahead with the microaggression, even if you're not aware of it, be open to that feedback when it comes back to you that what you said did not have the impact, did not land the way that you wanted, because this journey is about learning. This journey is about taking feedback. This journey is about taking the knocks on the chin when we do make mistakes, admitting them, owning up to them, apologizing for them, and then doing better the next time. Thank you for listening to the Inclusion First podcast. We are always collecting and answering your most important questions on anti-racism. So if there's something on your mind, head on over to theinclusionfirstproject.org and click on Ask a Question. We would love to get your like, your share, your follow, and especially your review wherever you find us. Thank you again so much for listening, and we will talk to you next time.